What's up, everybody? This is Tommy from Live Podcast. Y'all already know who it is. It's your boy, Pat.
Just Sean.
And y'all know it's your boy, Big Fred, coming in today.
All right, so first off, it's the new year.
We still here.
New year, as Sean would say, new year, same me.
Same shit, different day.
Same shit. Don't nothing change but the numbers. That's it.
That's it.
So today, we got a lot of good shit for y'all today. First, we gonna start something real good. I went around asking people for their simp stories. And some people don't know what simps are. So Fred, tell the listeners, what is simp?
Simps are totally misconstrued in society today. Mm-hmm. First of all, a simp has no gender. You can be a male or a female and be a simp. It doesn't matter. A simp is a way of life. Okay? Simping is a way of life that a lot of you, I'm going to just say a lot of men, a lot of you niggas love choosing this lifestyle for some strange reason. But it's because you don't understand how you choosing it. So let me go ahead. A simp is just the opposite of a pimp. Now, when I say pimp, please do not be offended and think I mean the derogatory sense of a pimp. No, pimp is just an acronym. It means player in many places. A simp is the complete opposite of that. A simp is a sucker in many places. So let's say you doing your pimping. Your pimping might be you cut hair. You a barber. You the coldest barber in your state, your city, your region.
In your land.
In your land.
You the king of barbers.
No matter where you go, like you slicing, dicing, and chopping. You pimping. But it's somebody out there that's just a sucker. some people just choose to be suckers. They don't stand for nothing.
Take it like this. Take it like this. If you that barber, you got the baddest haircuts in the land, right? Yo whole 9 yards is what? A $50 haircut?
Come on, bro. You trying to $50 to $100 right, for a haircut, bro.
You trying to $50 to $100 for a haircut. The simp out here taking with a nigga just give. I got 20 today.
Nah, he's spending $50 and $100
to get you to cut niggas' hair.
No, yeah. To give to somebody else to get their hair cut.
Nah. See, the simp the one that ain't got no business structure.
I will give you $20 to go get your hair cut over there.
The simp don't know his worth at all. He don't want to make himself better. The simp just want to cut round the hood. Just want to be a nigga cut round the hood. I understand, bro. You want to cut in your house, but man.
He don't want to go across the tracks.
You got to get your pimping on, bro. We got to elevate. That's all.
So today,
and a lot of time. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So today, we going to read some stories of people not elevating up to the park.
Come on, man.
Some simps.
And please, if you out there simping right now, don't take it personal.
Everybody simp here and there. Big Chris said, ran out of game. Wait, no, pause. Flip the script. Ran out simping. You know how he ran out simping? Because he gave too much of it. Everybody simps.
He said, I'm only spending money.
Everybody has put someone in a position that they didn't deserve to be. Let's say it like that.
And a lot of times you become a simp because you don't put yourself on that pedestal. Mm.
Gotta put yourself.
That's the
on
quickest
pedestal.
Way to be a simp. It's not putting. You have to put yourself on your own pedestal of life.
So
because no one else is gonna put you on there.
Got a couple of stories, simp stories from people anonymously sent.
We hot sauce from these bitches now.
What is
no simping?
What they gotta do with hot sauce?
We hot saucing these.
You ain't hear what Drake did?
Oh. Okay. I did what you said. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Is he right?
We're not getting caught up with these women no more.
But you gotta think though, what Drake did with the hot sauce in the condom, that's a pimp move.
That's a pimp move
because only she gonna end up looking stupid in this story.
My boy
Drake was probably.
She put hot sauce in her pussy, but like,
That's a simp, trying to steal my boy's, you know, sauce.
And you see how he played that situation?
He ain't said shit. Publicly.
He'll play in many places.
Don't need to.
She got sucker.
Simp. She simp.
But I know Drake had to be dying laughing when he saw that motherfucker.
No. What I feel like, they said he ran into the check on it. He knew what it was when he first heard us scream.
He knew.
He was like,
He knew.
He was like, yup. Got him.
I've been waiting on it. Just think about it.
You think it was Tabasco or Louisiana?
It was definitely Louisiana, bro. You know, Drake fucked with the South. It had to be Louisiana.
Boy, she stuck Louisiana up her pussy. Boy, I see why she sued. Oh, yeah. It had to be Louisiana.
But think about it. What's the suit? What? Yana. I played myself? Like, what you gonna say? How did you get burned?
Tell me that's the first time you ever think somebody tried to sue for playing theyself.
You think Drake went to the kitchen to go get the hot sauce, or is already in the bathroom?
Is already in the bathroom. He know drill.
I bet you he had a pocket. I bet you he had like a little packet where the condom was. And he just keep him like clipped together in a real player ass way.
He knocked the chick said he knotted that bitch up. Like, so he tied a condom up and threw it away.
Bruh,
so like,
you remember when you first started practicing using condoms? Females weren't around, but when they were, you was good at it. Why? Because you had practiced. This nigga done practiced putting hot sauce in the car. I'm waiting on this moment. Bro, you know how much that nigga worth? Bro, I'd have used so many packets of hot sauce trying to find the smoothest way to do this shit ass naked.
Bro, if I'm worth $500 million, bro, yes.
Come on, bro. Right. You worth $500 million, bro. You got to be creative.
I slipped up one time.
Never again.
I got a gift out of it, but nonetheless.
All right, now, let's go and get into these stories. Fed a girl after she came home from a date with the dude.
God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
She get leftovers from you, nigga.
Damn, bro.
I wonder if he give her a gourmet meal.
Damn, bro.
Yo, imagine a chick coming from a restaurant with a nigga. And this simp nigga making her, like, some extra nice shit. Like, he tried to get in his bag for her. Like,
just come in. I ain't hungry. She ate that dick, my boy. Like, put that meat.
Was he a simp? Or it was just a bad situation?
If he knew she was going on a date, he simp. Because you knew she was going on a date with another guy. So why would you even put yourself in this situation?
Right. Mm. That means you set yourself up for
it. Hey, like, that's a sucker. A sucker puts they self in situations. Like, you did that to yourself. So that's why you simping. It ain't like she concocted a plan to get you to get another meal afterwards.
Simps are not manipulated.
Yeah, simping is all choice.
Simping is a conscious decision.
Facts.
It is the opposite of pimping. It's all a choice.
You just made that choice out of reasons.
Thinking with your dick.
Nah, nigga, you made that shit out of love, bro.
That too.
Love.
A lot of niggas think what they dig too.
Oh, yeah, it could be a little bit of both.
Because niggas will go overboard just to get a little smacker on the pussy. Mm. All
right, let's see another one. Kick my roommate out the apartment because she was mad. I let my boyfriend stay with us rent-free and jobless.
Wait.
Read it again.
Kicked my roommate out the apartment because she was mad. I let my boyfriend stay with us rent-free and jobless.
This is a prime example of why I say simping is not just a male-dominated sport.
Simping ain't pimping.
Simping is not just male-dominated. Ladies, like, to all my smart women, to all my real player women out there that understand, you'll never do no shit like this. I ain't talking to you. But to you soft-spoken, scary-ass female, what type of sense does this make? You lost half the rent. For what?
Can I ask a question, though? Can I ask a question?
I'm just answering the question.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
What's up? Why her roommate worried about it?
Because the nigga ain't... What the fuck you mean? Nigga, you asking the wrong question. I need you to be pimping right now. What you mean with the roommate? No, if you the roommate.
If I'm the nigga, right? If I'm the nigga jobless staying with my girl. The roommate don't got no business over here in our noses.
Yes, she does, because she pay rent, nigga. You using her water, too.
I'm eating her
you,
from snacks.
No, bro, you might not be eating her snacks, but the damn shit using up her energy.
And her lights.
And her rent.
I'm running the bills up.
Nigga.
Come on now.
You literally getting a free living off her. Like, half of her.
What you mean?
Nigga she, dropping she, schlong off of her.
Like, bruh.
That's what they say. That's what they say niggas be. The broke niggas. They say the women say the broke niggas. They ain't got no job. Niggas going 100% every time in the bed because they know that they need a place to come back.
I can look dead in the camera and tell you, ladies, you are 100% fat. Because when I was broke and didn't have a place to stay, yeah, I was going to the back of the pussy every time. Grade A, bitch, every time. Because that's your only collateral in that situation. That's why I had to get my money up so I could be in a mood how I want to move in relationships.
Is that the only time?
Listen, I'm glad I went through it so I know how to get grade A dick.
Is that the only time you can leverage your dick?
What I'm saying is, it ain't about that the only time you can leverage your dick. The problem is, all you have to leverage in that situation is dick. So if she get a new dick, you gone.
Nigga don't gotta leverage at least cleaning up. At least clean.
She said he was standing there doing nothing. Nothing. What's your definition?
He coming in that bitch, getting in the bed.
He coming.
This nigga turning the game on.
Playing mean 2K. Online with the fellas all day.
I'm talking about streaming hard.
Bandwidth ate up.
Nigga ain't got no job. I'm talking about that nigga on the park 8 hours a day. Nigga ain't got shit to do.
With an under 500 record. No!
That's a fuckboy. Ladies, y'all might not understand what he just
niggas
said,
on 2K, but to the fellas, day.
If he ain't got no job, nothing to do, and all he do pay 2K, y'all better look at that nigga record. If they above 50%, get that man out your life, baby. He's sucking everything.
He don't got no morals.
He ain't trying to be the best 2K player.
He not even barely under 500. My nigga.
Bro. Let's just go and be real. My nigga ain't got nothing to lose. He has nothing to lose at this point. You have everything to lose.
My boy got no effort.
What's the next one?
Taking this girl to a clinic every other day before work to get tested for STD, hoping I get back with her.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That's dark. Hey, I'm
going to
be the first to tell him, bro. You a sucker for that one, man.
It's all right, man.
I don't even know that.
That boy was in love. I don't care what you say. That boy was in love.
You think he was hitting that time?
Hell no. Hell
no, bro. I don't, honestly.
Why was he?
Because simping don't mean you stupid. Now, you can be highly intelligent and still simp. So I'm sure he's intelligent enough to know I'm not gonna sleep with her while I'm taking her. But the fact that you taking her hoping like once she gets cleaned, you gonna have a chance now.
If she gets clean,
yeah. If she gets clean,
because if she got something that she can't get rid of,
and bro. Can you imagine that motherfucking conversation in the car? Like, what if she come out and it's positive? Hey. He got to sit there with the face. Like, she, it just came back positive. And it's okay.
It would really be a sin if you still, contemplated getting back with her after she was positive.
Hey, oh, no, definitely. You'll be Forrest Gump then.
Oh, definitely.
Tell me that ain't Forrest Gump. And Jim over there.
Forrest Gump is probably Simp King.
King of Simp. That's why it's one of the greatest movies ever because women love it.
He's one of the biggest simps of all time.
Jenny. She went and traveled the world to be a whore. And then came back after she got 450,000 miles on that VJ thinking that shit was gonna be sweet.
Just about it.
Would you come settle down with that nigga? Because he got his mama house now. She ain't shit, bro.
moved to a city for a new job and better pay. Instead of doing a long-distance relationship, I let my boyfriend come too, even though he wouldn't have a job in a car. At first, while I was at work, I let him use my car, and that's when I started seeing the signs, and I didn't say nothing. Turns out, he had a whole nother baby mama and a baby I had no idea about.
You got played. That ain't simping. You got played.
Yeah, you got... Nah. You still simp. She was with that nigga with no job,
you
no car.
You let him use your car. Yeah.
You let him use your car, take you to work?
You probably was late. A whole nother state.
You know you simping if your man picking you up late on more than one occasion.
He fucking bitches on your gas.
Like, one time he pick you up late? Okay. Every time after that, that should be a scratch off, man. I'm sorry.
On me.
That should be a scratch off right there. It's on your gas.
Bruh, like, that shit is stupid. Like, bruh. I can't even imagine.
Crazy, bro. Like, and bro, honestly, I be thinking sometimes, bro, I really think women, like, men and women, we simp differently. Like, I feel like men simp, if you listen to them stories, men simp a lot of time emotionally. Because a lot of men be thinking with their hearts instead of their mind. And that's how you end up simping. Love ain't gonna do nothing but make you look stupid anyway, as a man. Just as a man. Love for a woman is everything. Women love, and they feed off of it, they live off of it. If you subtracted love out the world, you might as well kill all women. Literally. A world with no love is a world with no women. Shit. Women bring love. Man, they exude love.
I won't be in that world either.
I wouldn't want to be in a world with no love. That means there's no women, bro.
Hard leg capital. No.
Same as LL Cool J said. I need love.
Can't fall on my mama, I'm gonna Kurt Cobain my ass
out
this.
So a lot of times, you know, women understand men, we are emotionally weak. I don't think there's anything that's far fetched to say in 2022. We understand that. And some women, they be pimps. They be playing with men emotions.
Alright. Let's get our last one out of here. I gave this stud money to get drinks at the club, and she ended up having sex with another dude. And ask me to pay for the plan B.
Oh my god! Wow!
Good. Wait.
She looked like you.
Hey. I mean, think about it, bro. And save money. Y'all only need one closet.
Golly. That's crazy. First of all, you went after us, then.
And secondly,
hey, wait, it's 2022 now, my boy. It don't matter anymore.
No. Because I'm sure there are other studs that'll be looking down on that stud. Like, bitch, you making us look bad. Like, you make us look bad. This why these niggas think all studs still be want dick. Because of bitches like you. I'm standing up for my real studs.
Niggas think they could turn studs.
Yeah, like niggas really out here just really trying. Like, some dudes really be playing games like this. Like, man, I just want to see if I can make a stud straight. Why is this on your list of what you want out of life?
Some dudes get,
is it gay?
That's a little weird to me, bro.
It's borderline. Weird. It's like, you still having sex with a woman, but at the same time, she
looks... It's a little weird, bro. It's mentally, it's just a little weird.
Hey, she called you nigga more than you call niggas nigga.
Nigga, what you finna say? What the fuck are you finna... Word is right.
Please.
Word is right.
Just because she is a stud, she can still be cute. There's still some cute studs out here.
So you breaking Young M.A. back in.
I said there's some cute studs. She ain't really.
Let's take it for granted that most studs look like Young M.A.
Nah. I said there's still some. I ain't say all. Right. When they flip up, again, I'm going to stand up
for if her pants sag lower than mine, that's a problem.
Again, I'm going to stand up for all my real stud females.
Do they really be real studs? They flip the script sometimes.
I don't know no stud hopping the fence for real.
Yeah, I don't know none either.
I know some feminine gay girls that's hopping the fence for sure.
There's some studs hopping. I don't know this personally, but I never experienced that, but you know, there's some studs hopping.
Men, stop trying to turn these studs, bro. Give it up. Why would you even want to?
No, but for her to fuck with another dude and ask him to pay for the plan B, like, wow.
I'ma just
somebody sent that $50 over too.
Why I'm is somebody put nothing out, in the steel?
I was just thinking it. Cause why would you even pay for it? Like, this ain't even a simp situation. Like, bro, you could have pimped this. Like, in a way, like, if she asked for a plan B from another nigga, don't buy it. Mm. Like,
have that baby, bitch.
Bro, but who just finishing off in the stud like that?
Bro. Does she talk in her stud voice when y'all have sex? Like, does she... Alright, so boom. We back. I saw some shit on the internet. Let me read it for you.
Hey, that is.
Man says his penis shrunk by 1.5 inches after catching COVID, and it's irreversible. Doctors say COVID dick is real.
Is this COVID dick or is it shot?
It's the vaccine.
So these niggas got the CDs now.
Wait, is he vaccinated?
I don't know.
Was he vaccinated? I gotta know.
I think we're skipping over the most important part. This poor fellow lost 1.5 inches of dick.
How does an inch and a half of dick just disappear?
Yo, bro, they gotta be a... Bro, can you imagine waking up? You on morning wood. And 1.5 inches of your dick is gone.
Hey, that man, I lost some dick. How did he know?
Oh, you gonna know.
You're gonna know.
Was he, Sean?
You're gonna know.
I'm just saying, like, was he in it one day?
Sean,
and he was just like, this shit ain't Sean, getting like I was.
Sean, I can tell you exactly how he found out. The nigga woke up and had to pee.
You think his girl left him?
For sure.
For sure. Hey, relationship.
Cause think about it. If you seven inches, bro. Pause.
You 5.5 now, bro.
You 5.5.
You all right, come on average, now.
We not finna get to this.
No, that's just real talk. No, bro, let's go all the way there.
No, we just saying, go all the way there.
1.5 inches. If you 7 inches, bro, that's 5.5 inches of dick, man, bro. You cutting average. You just lost dick. What if your dick was only 4 inches, bro?
No, what? Damn.
And bitches, your girl leaving. You was barely holding on by a dick anyway.
The relationship hanging on by a string anyway.
Literally.
By an inch.
Literally.
Nah, look.
Hey, wait. What if nigga dick was just an inch? Motherfucker just go in his ass or some shit?
Bro, you just... Imagine you just wake up and an inch and a half of your dick is just Thanos snapped.
Boy.
Man,
I'm about to read the rest of the shit. Let's
listen.
It says, as if contracted COVID wasn't bad enough, a dismayed man now claims that he has lost a whopping 1.5 inches of length from his penis as a lingering result of the vile virus. He said, "My penis has shrunk," lamented the griping guy in a letter to the How to Do It podcast this week. "I'm a heterosexual man in my 30s, he said, anonymously only referring to himself as coming up short.
Niggas came up short.
That's crazy. In July last year, I contracted COVID and was very sick. When I got out of the hospital, I had some erectile dysfunction issues." Mm. Tough.
So it was hard to get your dick hard anyway.
Just to find out that you...
Just to find out that the moment you get that shit done, you lose 1.5 inches.
What if the skin go?
God, what if it's still there?
He just got a random fold.
Bruh, you a grown man. Got to go in for a circumcision. Can you just get a little off the side, doc?
Dr. Miami can't fix that.
Hey, man. That's right there.
That's tough.
That's tough. I don't know what to say for that, but like, man, oh man, I'm just thankful to the heavens above.
Yeah, man, that's tough. That's a loss.
It's gonna be hard to shake back.
Hey, yo.
It is, man.
Hey, man. He can't even put his whole hand around it. He gotta.
Man.
That's tough. Sorry for you, John. John Deere.
Sorry, coming up short. That's the name, bro.
Damn, that's tough, bro. Coming up short.
I heard a soldier's not marching. I ain't never heard a soldier shrinking.
That's like waking up. That's like a 6 foot nigga waking up and he 5'5".
That's how he felt.
Like, Pat, you was 6'3". Imagine waking up one morning.
You 5'1". Nigga. Better fuck your life up, boy.
Boy. Man, hey, let's go ahead and talk about something else because I feel sorry for John.
That shit is funny.
It's 2022 now. So, some stuff, we gotta keep going, move forward. Some stuff, it's time to leave behind. So, what's one thing that should be left in 2021?
Closed-mindedness.
I feel as if we said this last year for that answer.
Somebody under what context are you saying closed-mindedness?
Yeah, because some stuff, I'm okay to be closed to bad.
Like, trying new food?
I'm not okay with being closed-minded about anything. I'm pretty open.
So you getting your ass
I ate ain't saying you got to like everything.
So you getting your ass ate this year?
What?
Pause.
Wait, I already done that.
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm like, bro, what are we talking about, man?
So, hey, man, some stuff, I'm okay being closed.
You eat ass this year?
No.
You gotta be open minded, bro.
Oh, I'm open minded to it, but no, I'm not. But some stuff I'm okay with just shutting the door and be like, it's just there. I'm closing that. New lows.
Well, I
won't be open minded about that.
I'm open minded about it, but I'm logical enough. For those who don't know, new lows, me and Pat discovered, are an ancient tribe of, you know, they're an ancient tribe of Chinese men who cut their dicks off and live amongst each other in peace and harmony.
I'll be closed-minded.
I'm open-minded to the philosophy.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm closed-minded to all this.
Like, I'm not going to tell nobody, hey, man.
It means you never know what it will feel like to bust a nut.
Ever. Ever, bro. Ever.
I'm okay being closed-minded to it. Like, I don't need to know about y'all. Cool to y'all doing y'all. I'm cool with me doing me. I'm good. So, some stuff, and I don't need to be open-minded about every single thing. Some stuff, it's okay to be closed off. But open-minded to the right things. And, you know, stuff that's just not too big, I'm cool with.
See what I mean, bro? That's closed-minded.
Pause.
That's what I'm saying. See what I mean? No, that's a problem. No, we got to leave, bro. You have to be closed-minded to everything. Like I said, you don't have
close-minded
to
closed-minded to everything?
I mean, open-minded to everything. Sorry. You don't have to like or agree with it. But you can be open-minded enough to, if a new low walked in here, you're going to respect him, right?
Oh, yeah. By all means. But
that's all open-minded is. That's all it is. He ain't saying you got to like him.
Okay, he keep talking about his new low shit. I'm be like, hey, bro, we don't care.
Bro, you do us like that, and we're your friends.
See?
So, honestly, I would just feel like you're just giving him your natural self. Pause.
Hey, man.
He was doing what?
He wasn't doing nothing. He wasn't doing nothing. Hey, but I don't think a new low would walk up in here. The possibility of that happening is like...
Yeah, that's just slim to none.
Exactly. I feel something we should leave in 2022 is, you know, hatred.
How the fuck are we gonna leave hatred if motherfuckers close-minded. That's literally the number one. You want to stop hatred? Let's open our minds.
By all means, I don't have to open up my mind so I could accept you. Yeah, by all means. But don't I have to open up my mind and, you know, try and get to know you, get to know your ways? I didn't know.
Hey, you got
I could accept.
Hey, yeah, you got to get to know them. No, no, I don't. Don't love them. Then, I mean, love if you them. Don't know them, I don't really love them.
I'm not trying to do that. I accept you. All means, I accept you. You could do whatever you want. You are a human being who deserves human rights. Accept you. But other than that, what more do you want?
We should leave unaccountability in 2021.
Boy, that's just like asking to leave the sun. Nah. I was going to say we should leave saying pause, but I heard pause too much. Be like, nah, we still need to bring that here. We still need to keep it around for a little bit. But during the summer, around summertime, still we need to reevaluate pause, man, because I'm getting sick of it.
If we don't say pause, I'm just going to be saying, hey, yo.
I think the only thing I'm closed-minded to is you, Pat. That might be the only thing I close my mind on. Not you as a person, but just the way you think, man.
What's wrong? What more are you? I accept you.
It's like you say everything and nothing at the same time. Like, it's like you say it all, and then you end it with nothing.
I mean, I'm just saying, bro, like... People always want the big shame, condemn the claim, the cherry on top of all this. I'm like, oh, like,
yes. What the fuck did you just say? What the fuck did you just say?
Hey, man, you gotta really listen.
See what I mean?
Everybody ain't a deep thinker.
Yes, everybody is not a deep thinker.
Everybody's not a deep thinker.
Yes.
Everybody's not a deep thinker.
Everybody.
If you have to think that you're a deep thinker, then you're not a deep thinker.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have deep. Niggas I don't have who, to think that. I do not.
Niggas who say they deep thinkers do not really be deep thinkers.
That's like saying you making silent moves. Shut the fuck up and move. That's what we should leave in 2022. Yes, right there. Stop saying you making silent moves.
If everybody know.
The moment you tell us it's a silent move, it is no longer a silent fucking move. Just make your move and move to the next move.
Any nigga that say metaphysical for any reason. Leave that nigga. Any niggas going to the poetry slam? Nuh-uh.
You said that nigga toxic.
Going to a poetry?
Really?
Yes, bro. No poetry. No man should be doing poetry. What? So come on now. That's
crazy. Well, you know, niggas go to the poetry slam to look at the hoes.
That's the only reason I go to a poetry slam.
I mean, true. Don't be some good way of men or females.
So what's your problem? What do you say? See what I mean? That's what I mean by you say everything and nothing.
I'm saying, what's wrong with dudes going there?
That nigga made a circle if I ever seen
him. I thought you said dudes shouldn't go there.
I never said that. Oh, I said bad. Niggas go there for a reason.
Oh. Man, some dudes like poetry. I like poetry.
Nick, when the last time you been to a poetry slam?
When the last time?
No, hold on. Answer that question first. When the last time you been to
a poetry slam? Oh, it was a couple of years
ago. Were you in college? Were you in school?
Yeah.
Exactly.
He was looking for pictures, bro. Yo, shut your head. Talk about. And I like poetry. Nigga, what's your favorite poem?
You like to look up for.
Hey, man.
Roses are red. Violets are blue.
Hey, man. It's a couple of them.
If you like me, I'm going to like you too.
That's one of them. I like Jack and Jill.
He out here trying to pick up the women that be hiding the rocks in their titties.
They asked this nigga, what's your favorite poem? He started spitting out the top.
Nah, he gonna be in there. That's an awfully hot coffee.
Nah, but I'm gonna start on spinning three stacks.
So this nigga walk in and plagiarize. This nigga walk in and plagiarize.
What's my favorite poem? This nigga go
what's my favorite poem? So I type a text to a what gonna you look at her. Hey man, if she knows, she gonna know.
Nigga, is that
okay?
Oh yeah, she knows. See, those type of girls. See, we there.
Oh, a wise man once said, "You feel me? She's a choosy lover."
Oh man, what else should be left in 2022?
Let me see. Chillings. I'm sick of you niggas.
Did you see the video where they made chillings look like glazed donuts or some shit? I was like, bro, if I ever walk into a restaurant thinking some shit is donuts and it's chillings, it's up.
Oh, that restaurant going down.
Bro.
That restaurant is going down.
Bro, I'm going to be the first black Karen that day, bro. I'm leaving at least 1,000 reviews on you that day, bro. No, all man. Negative.
That restaurant is going
up. Hey, if we talking about fruit, I know something else that should go. Meat pies.
What the fuck does that have to do with fruit?
I ain't saying nothing about fruit.
You literally just said if we talking about fruit.
I said if we talking about food. Something else that should need to go.
You said fruit, nigga.
My bad. That's what I was like. Fruit for a second, but
good.
What's a meat?
Yeah, you can't say that. We can't leave fruit.
What fruit are we talking about now?
I mean, we need them. I mean, all of them. They cool. I'm cool with fruit, but
nigga, you don't even.
I mean,
like shepherd's pies. That what you talking about?
Nah, not meat pies.
What is meat pie?
It's a pie full of meat.
We're leaving.
Which one of you niggas?
We're leaving spam.
Wait, basically. No.
Are you finna defend this?
Oh, spam help a lot of broke niggas.
To do what,
bro?
Keep nigga meal. What you mean?
This nigga was my roommate in school, Fred.
Facts.
This nigga saw me opening a can of spam. I'm asking him. I'm like, bro, what is spam? This nigga was like, it's meat, bro. And I'm like, yeah, I know that, but what kind of meat? He was like, it's meat.
I couldn't explain it no other way, bro.
I put that shit on a plastic plate in the microwave for 40 seconds, and the shit was no warmer than it was when I put it in. I took a chunk of that shit, and I bit it. I was like, I can't do this shit.
Bro, we dug this
shit. The shit, I threw the shit out the window, and it didn't even bounce. It bounced when it hit the ground. It didn't even splatter. Wait. That shit bounced, and it was solid when it hit the ground. It kept forming everything.
We stood at the window and watched this go down.
And bro. I heard the thud.
On me, bro, I'll never get... I'll never eat this shit in my life.
But hey, it got a lot of broke people through. We might well go ahead and get buying sausages out of here now. I'm starting out like them no more.
You still eat Vienna sausages?
No. Oh. Like I'm saying it's about time to go ahead and retire them things.
Maybe we need to just leave broke in 2021.
Yeah, let's leave that broke.
Everybody just need to come and get some money.
Find a way to get some money.
Just get some money. Like, let's just get some money.
Bro, it's so easy to make money, bro. I'm telling you. It's so easy to make money.
I ain't finna lie to you like that.
I ain't found an easy way to make money.
After this camera go off, I'm gonna see if he can give me one. And next episode, we're going to see if we filming this shit from Dubai. Come on, man.
But boy, how we said it, like, what? We filming
the next episode, skydiving.
Oh, we were saying, go have me there.
I don't know who he thought was finna be on that motherfucker.
Who he thought? We leaving skydiving 2022,
We doing the next episode on the zip line.
I ain't trying to do an episode, but I'll definitely zip line to skydive. I'm crazy enough to do it, but
I'm not. You're gonna catch me zip line and skydiving. What the freak?
Nigga gonna forget to pull his parachute.
You eat hog head sauce.
Oh my god.
With cheese and hot sauce and crackers.
Yeah.
And you
leave that shit in 2020.
Oh nah, we bringing. Nah.
Nigga, you skydive every time you get hungry.
Because you're taking a risk, my boy.
Hey.
I remember, fast and faster.
Hey, if I was to ever skydive, bro, I gotta have like a skateboard, like a board, like how the White Ranger had on Power Ranger movie.
Y'all know y'all seen what I'm talking about. This is how niggas die.
How?
Yes,
when I come through.
Hey, in real life, they was in a rectangle ass room. with lying. So you talking?
Why live if you can't leave?
Cause you'll die.
At least I live.
No, nigga. See, that's what we need to leave in 2022. I hate that right there. Motherfucker just, well, I live. No, nigga. How you die matters too. Like,
it absolutely does.
How you die definitely matters. Sometimes, bro, your death can trump your life. Like, look at Kobe, bro. Kobe died a very traumatic death. But all people talk about is his life. Because his life was that vast.
Hey, speaking of death and life, funny thing at work, then we're going to wrap up. I pissed some people off at work. I was just talking idiotic. I ain't mean nothing, but I was just talking bullshit. Just
so you was being you?
Basically.
It was past time. So, at work, they said, oh, you should go ahead and get life insurance to help pay for your funeral. So, if I was like, bro, why should I have to worry about paying for my own funeral? Ain't like I'm gonna be there.
Okay. One.
I'm not even mad at the logic. I'm not even mad at that.
Like, why should I care about my funeral? I don't care about the casket and stuff.
Right. This ain't my bill to pay for.
Hold on, wait. Just shut the fuck up.
Bruh.
No, just shut the fuck up. Oh. You said, and I quote, why should I have to worry about it if I'm not gonna be there? News flash. You will.
In what way? What? I'm dead. This is flesh and bones. That's it. That ain't me.
I'm definitely gonna be in my funeral in spirit just to see who gonna be talking shit at the podium.
Nigga, how you gonna be there in spirit? You didn't even pay. Your spirit is gone. You don't give a fuck. Alright, so your spirit ain't even in that motherfucker.
Yeah, I kinda wouldn't give a fuck. My spirit, I'll just be chilling. I'll still be asking the Lord questions.
Black people, we are going to bring life insurance policies back into our communities at full throttle.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They convinced me because I was like, okay, yeah, so, you know, have something to leave for the kids and, you know, the family. Yeah, but they pop up a funeral. I don't give a fuck about it. I shouldn't have to pay for that. If y'all don't have a homegoing celebration, y'all should pay for the homegoing celebration.
So you just want your family to leave your dead ass in the street or something?
What difference?
That's what you want your life to be. No, that's what you want your death to be? No. Because if your family ain't got the money, your death is going to be a cash out funeral.
It don't need me a funeral. What happened to my body?
It just happened. Whatever. So that's going to be the life.
That's not my life.
Pat was born. He lived a miraculous life.
He died.
They threw his ass away.
I mean, just say, hey, Pat passed on, y'all. Peace. Now you have to show my body again. I'm good. Remember me how I was.
Idiot.
Peace.
A class A idiot.
Bruh. I'm talking about full throttle, bruh.
Hey, just remember me. And just before I die, I'm gonna take a video of me walking off in an alleyway with smoke and stuff. That's how I want y'all to remember me.
So let me get this straight. You're gonna take the energy to record a death video, but you won't. That's gonna probably traumatize your kids just a little, but you're not gonna take the time.
Hey, man. Hey, I want my death to be hilarious.
I ain't gonna cap. When I die, my family gonna be set for life. Ain't nobody paying for nothing else.
I don't know about that.
That's what everybody hope for.
See, I like that too.
My life insurance policy gonna be lit.
Okay. See, I feel like I'm in the middle of you two. I feel like I'm in the middle. I'm not gonna give them everything. But I damn sure ain't gonna leave nobody at the motherfucker just hanging.
I mean, No.
Shut your ass.
No, wait.
I'm leaving. I'm
leaving them something, but for the funeral, you're on your own.
I need an elevated.
The something you leave, they're going to have to use it to pay for your funeral.
I need a tomb with a stair step.
So literally, you just gave them a bill when you died.
Like, they don't have to pay for a funeral. If y'all want the funeral, by all means.
They already got to take on your student loans.
Exactly. Bro,
I'm getting them cleared.
Bro, I feel like your family should come up after you die. Like, I feel because I'm the type of person, after I die, I want people to be like, man, after Fred died, I did this, I did that, I did that. I want my death to be like the starting point of some people's livelihoods. If that's just me. Mm. So I want to give my kids, I don't give them much, just about $50,000. Start you a business. If it fails, it fails. Mm. Move on. I'm going to give him about $50 because I'm spending almost all my money.
My dad gave me $50,000. God forbid he dies. Yeah. And I get $50,000. That shit going into investments.
Exactly. Mm. See, I don't believe. And see, that's the stuff I want to teach my children while they're alive. While I'm alive.
Go ahead and get these dividends up.
So they can learn. Thanks. They can just add the $50,000 to whatever they're doing. I don't want to be like no billionaire ass dad leaving your kids 20 mil each. Man, you just set them kids up for failure, bro.
Them niggas about to be on the couch for the rest of their life.
Nah, bro, them motherfuckers be in a mental institution, bro. 20 mil? You're going to go crazy. Because you're going to buy everything you've ever wanted at a point. There's literally going to be a point in time where you bought everything you could ever want.
Hey, man, I wouldn't say no to 20 mil.
Pat, who's going to? Pat, you would really be an idiot if you say no to 20 mil.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would beat your ass if you say no to 20 mil.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, sure, I'll take 20 mil. But I know what to do with it since I ain't no little kid like that. So, I don't know what to do with it. So,
I mean, but at the same time, you're going to have to go through trial and error with it. So, you're going to lose some of it.
Oh, for sure.
But first thing I'm doing with 20 mil is I'm getting a place and I'm getting a whole bunch of fucking shoes.
This is how niggas go broke.
I'm getting a meal.
I mean, I'm going to get what I want first. I'm going to splurge a little bit. $20 million, nigga.
Listen, I ain't saying don't splurge, but splurge second. Splurge second. Like, bro, start your label.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay, first, for you.
Then splurge with that.
Hold on, quick, the dumbest thing I'll... Okay, not the dumbest thing. One of the dumbest things I'll do.
So there's dumber?
Bro, you got 20 mil.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I will get a meal, straight cash, in a vault. And like in a private location place somewhere. This nigga's
stupid.
And just have a smoke session in there with just me, looking at the meal.
Ain't no vents in that bitch.
Looking at the meal, the cold hard cash.
They all ones?
I don't know yet, bro.
Nigga, they all ones. He's swimming in that shit. He gonna jump in there and be like, he gonna just put that shit in the swimming pool, bro.
I was thinking of laying on it.
A bet of millions.
That is so uncomfortable.
Yeah, sleeping on money is not fun.
Who cares? When you got it, you can do it. Why have a meal that you can't sleep on it?
I start to understand why some niggas shouldn't get money more and more every day.
Some niggas are not supposed to have money.
Bruh. I don't hate on nobody and I don't count nobody's pockets. I love everybody that is successful and I hope more success to you. But some of you niggas do not need money.
Hey, man.
This nigga got a meal just to sleep on. He got a bed and a couch. Ain't gonna put a TV in there? Because you'll be in there for a minute. You're gonna just smoke in there.
Playing Kanye.
You're gonna smoke multiple blunts. So you're gonna put a TV in. I bet you mount a TV in there.
When the kids starting to piss me off and stuff.
You're gonna run to your money. When your kids make you mad, you're gonna run to your money.
To my meal.
You are gonna traumatize your kids, bro. No, I'm pissed off at you right now. Look at my money.
My daddy put himself in timeout. His ass in the vault.
Getting bought it.
With a meal.
With man. A meal. Boy.
When I die, I'm going to give them that. I'm going to break off that meal. Give it to them.
That shit is ignorant.
Man, I think it's time I'm going to wrap this show up. Well, y'all already know what it been.
You heard it here first. This is the Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm Sean, Fred, Pat. Drink water. Share this shit. Like it. Comment.
Subscribe.
Do all that good shit that we ask you to do. The HBO, you know, help brother out.
Max.
Max.
We out.